Victorian guy with a funny name. Brother Soonshine Sun, said Sweeper. Not a hugely enlightened operative, but a genius when it comes to pricing fourth-hand schmutter. Shirts so worn you could see daylight through them, and trousers as shiny as glass, said Vimes. And by the end of the week, half the stuff was in the pawn shop. That's right, said Sweeper. You'd pawn your clothes in a pawn shop, but you'd never buy clothes from the pawn shop, because there were standards, right? Vimes nodded. When you got right down to the bottom of the ladder, the rungs were very close together, and oh my, weren't the women careful about them. In their own way, they were as haughty as any duchess. You might not have much, but you could have standards. Clothes might be cheap and old, but at least they could be scrubbed. There might be nothing behind the front door worth stealing, but at least the doorstep could be clean enough to eat your dinner off, if you could have afforded dinner. And no one ever bought their clothes from the pawn shop. You'd hit bottom when you did that. No, you bought them from Mr. Sun at the shonky shop, and you never asked where he got them from. I went to me first proper job in a suit from the shonky shop, he said. Seems like centuries ago now. No, said Sweeper. It was only last week. Silence ballooned. The only sound was the purr of the cylinders dotted around the room. Then Sweeper added, It must have occurred to you. Why? I've spent most of the time here being beaten up or unconscious or trying to get home. You mean I'm out there somewhere? Oh, yes. In fact, last night you saved the day for your squad by aiming a crossbow at a dangerous miscreant who was attacking your sergeant. The silence ballooned larger this time. It seemed to fill the universe. Eventually, Vimes said, No, that's not right. That never happened. I would have remembered that. And I can remember a lot about my first weeks in the job. Interesting, isn't it? Said Sweeper. But is it not written? There's a lot goes on we don't get told. Mr. Vimes, you need a short spell in the garden of inner city tranquility.
End of CD 2.